This looks great. Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just throw this down here.
Sorry, what were your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
I'm Katya.
Hi, Katya.
Mike.
Hi, nice
Eric.
to meet you, Eric, yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle. Nice
Yeah,
to meet you.
nice
Yes,
to meet you
I'm Michael.
And I would love to shake you just
Get
Oh,
started.
and this is okay,
pretty
right?
awesome. Thanks, yeah.
I think there is milk.
Who does it now?
Someone is late for the party.
Okay. This looks great.
Good enough.
Clearly awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making too
what
much
I'm
noise,
wearing.
yeah.
Also what I'm wearing, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think
Yum.
so.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yummy.
I didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food for
Yeah.
four of us.
Nice.
So are you planning oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know, I've been very busy,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
We won by two in overtime,
Oh, really? Who
That's
did
really
you guys
intense.
play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that one didn't really count. That was the very next week, right?
No, the other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
H12 here.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome, though.
We're down by three with maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the three-point line and shot three or yeah, three
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one. Chucked the third one. Tom has a rebound and made it at
Oh,
the buzzer.
yeah.
It was amazing. Really
That's
fun
awesome.
watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
Glad I got basketball.
Yeah. I mean, we're
Hey,
like
what's up?
in the same yeah, I guess you
This is it, like?
Yeah,
could call
it's
it
like
that. It's like a work league here.
Yeah, the Moffitt Gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
They had like a dodgeball league and stuff too, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
Feel like that
Sounds
would be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the Facebook meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Enjoy your lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
for you.
I'll have to go back for more later.
Yeah.
This is my first time I'm trying the Kawhi. It's really good.
Really?
You guys can eat in. It's all the new trend now.
It's very basic but very tasty.
So do you think they use like real, you know, just like flavors
Oh,
or
absolutely.
whatever?
I don't yeah. I don't
Yeah.
think it's real.
It's all like sweetened and cheese stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz
Natural
there's no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but
If I
it's
stand
yeah.
corrected. Yeah.
I don't know. It is tasty, though.
Oh, no, everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah, you do? Nice. Where in San Francisco?
You know where Almani is? You know, just like close to Mission District but next to Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose. I know you're Santana Row.
That's my area too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness. What are the chances?
Yeah.
Yeah, so many city kids. That's awesome.
Well, had to get away cuz I was born and raised around here.
Oh,
So
cool.
I need to get away from home for
Yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah. Honestly, I end up hanging out with my family half the time cuz they're still here. It's like 2 hours.
But that's pretty well recruited.
Especially hill, that's tough up there.
Walking and everything. But the same with the Millervale, probably.
It's not as bad, at least on probably 30 minutes, I guess, further south.
Do
Yeah,
any of you
it
take
helps.
the shuttle?
Yeah, I do. I
That's
don't know
good.
that I've seen the
No, I
bus
rarely,
out.
I take the west line all the way south.
Yeah, so do I though.
Oh, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay. I
Yeah,
think so.
hang
Yeah,
up.
I take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But for you it's close, anything you're just like it's not a long commute.
It's also
You think so.
Unless there isn't traffic.
Traffic
There's
should
traffic.
be better.
How is that over like holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's
time
so
I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well,
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
around? Oh,
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction right
it's
now.
gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, that must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
Palo Alto.
Wow.
Oh, nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
I'm a little jaded and spoiled.
No, that's nice.
Yeah, for sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in the area?
I'm from Southern California. Orange County.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. Yeah, what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew
Oh,
up
nice.
that same area.
Wow.
So but yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You aim for the farthest distance out.
That's true.
Yeah, relocation.
If to travel Yeah, if to travel back it would be probably easier to go straight through the coast rather than the long way around.
Yeah, true.
It would be faster.
One day.
Well, one day, yeah.
You don't get to go back after that.
Yeah, not often, but indeed in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit my
nice.
old nephew.
Oh,
Okay.
nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
No,
Almost.
sorry. Like one week prior to be
Okay.
done.
Okay. That'd be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
one
that's
too.
awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If
guess.
it's on.
Yeah.
Which
I feel
team?
like for the World Cup I do. It's a
It's
little
Yeah.
a big event.
That's yeah.
Mhm.
Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting
it's fun.
for?
That's a good question. So the US obviously
They
is not
don't play.
playing, so can't root for them, you know. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for I think the first time
It's been a while, no?
Yeah, been a few years.
In history or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kind of rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah. Entertainment.
Rooting for good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. A lot of interesting upsets and stuff
Yeah,
happening.
it's been fun.
Yeah. Be cool to see. A lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So but what's your favorite, you know, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah. What you
Mine
got,
is figure skating. I love figure skating, watching
Oh.
figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the
Yeah,
time and
it's
everyone's
hard.
like, she's good and you know, just like you know, in that character, like she's fallen down. I'm not into character, I just fallen down on
Oh,
it.
wow.
On ice. How about you guys?
Kinda like the basic ones, you know, like going to like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, do a little bit of that and some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
Lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
kickboxing and stuff
Nice.
like that.
Oh.
But
kind of more well-rounded, you know, sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah. lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You guys
Yeah,
me too. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Yeah.
I guess once a week. Though I had
On
not been
Wednesdays.
making the games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, right?
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. Grew up
You guys
playing
weren't at
basketball.
basketball. Hello.
What
Who
is
was
that,
that?
true?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah,
Went through the whole ball of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like everyone
You're
else
given
sees
permission.
fair weather
items.
Yeah, exactly. I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those
But
were the
like
days.
And they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier and, you know, just like the more they wait started to win,
Oh yeah.
the more expensive the tickets
And
would got.
they're now very good.
Yeah, too good. I'm like, I can't afford to go
Yeah,
anymore.
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like more upsetting because, you know, that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah?
instead of keeping it, you know, in Oakland because Oakland also needs developments like that.
It's gonna
And San
be
Francisco's already
packed.
really crowded. Just Giants, you know, stadium would have sucked in
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse then. It's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, you know, just like I was just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, you know, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there and only probably helicopter.
Yeah. Within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's like
I think
next
it's next
year.
year.
Already?
Yeah, is it 2019 now
Wow.
already?
Yeah.
No. I think 2019.
That's crazy.
Or 2020, yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those. Yeah, so I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can't really do that often. It was
Yeah.
actually a gift, which is really the only reason why I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
That's
can
crazy.
they spend on this?
Yeah.
Who do they play?
They play the Pelicans. So
That's pretty good.
The
Yeah.
Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah,
And the
no.
Pelicans won.
Wow. That's
Yeah.
good. Worth it.
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah, so I would like to get another plate. We have food.
Yeah, I will probably
Oh,
get some
we made
more.
a lot of food today.
We'll probably get more soon.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. I like a mutinous kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
That
Have
is
you seen
also
it?
good. No.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's what all my friends were telling me. That's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing up.
Really?
Asian Americans,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's about dumplings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by a Asian female.
Very
There's
cool.
another one.
It's interesting how they take on those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco, Kim and that kind
Yeah.
of like just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved.
I
But with
did
that what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the process. classes.
Yeah.
But in a Latina community, they said that it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions,
Oh,
right?
wow. Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
I
saw
know it
that
took
late
me a while,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also about
It was
weeks
good.
ago.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
I wish,
it's
how
pretty
much they
crazy.
paid the actors, you know, because so
So
many
many.
roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said like maybe a little bit too much of a salad mixed together, all those things
Oh,
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and
Yeah.
like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time? There's
Don't.
like 40 different people.
You can't,
Can't,
right?
man. On such big name people,
That's
too.
true, yeah.
And then they give like a prologue to like lead up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For, yeah, for what it is, and then like you set the, I set the bar really low. Or
Okay.
expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind
That's
of.
good. For me, it was vice versa. I was just like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. I was like, let's go for it. And then I was just
Better be
like, really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. Still enjoyable.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch, yeah. You know, probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah, right. Airplane movies.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch 'cause you can. You have nothing else
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those
do.
don't
I do.
have the
Yeah,
screens.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so
Nice.
I finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, setting the champagne.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to that and once you land in, you're just like, I don't remember what more is always this
Yeah,
one.
right? The only the problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like,
yeah.
oh no.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that those
Your first
15 hours.
time?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in Macau class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation? You know, just to taking some time off from work?
This year is packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. People are like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god. I
Yeah.
know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah,
And I'm
well.
like looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday
I know.
Inn?
I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing
parties
and the
and
bachelor.
yeah, the clothes. It's
That's
not
true.
With all those parties coming along, like literally to rituals, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. We're just like, what's that? You know, where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that is all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end with it.
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah, just attend them anyway.
Well,
There's
yeah.
this idea here. Met
Some
some
of my friends
children.
just said you'd love to have kids and
Yeah.
I'm just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids and, you know, like it's personal choice and but yes, definitely there's a bunch of and there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but all your friends have kids,
Yeah, you get roped
Yeah.
into all of the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You
Kind of drag by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in hand.
Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't. And I'm like taking this baby from our friends and you're just like and she's like, hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute it is. I'm like, no thanks. I love you baby guys, but no thanks.
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't have a touch of this baby.
It's funny.
Yeah, well hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia in
Yeah,
November. And you're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation
It's not for fun, unfortunately.
Oh. Can you
Yeah.
turn it into a fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
That's what I did last time too.
Yeah.
Yeah, where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I was stung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Cool.
very cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for Fourth of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said
Wow.
yes, yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston.
Nice.
It's really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
But the good part is they have almost every place has swimming pools. You can really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. That'll be good. Booked next week already.
That's a good way to do it.
I know, time flies, right?
Yeah. Already July.
Last time I went to Texas I did like barbecue. After day one I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats
Yeah.
the salt level just goes through the
Yeah,
Yeah.
the salt and sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, I wanna watch this doc and then you kinda like hear the slab of butter on bread and they're like have at it, the corn bread.
And lemonade with like just sugar
Yeah,
or sugar
all
water.
that sweet tea, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yes.
That's so good though.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah, but try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't feel like I'm too
Really?
excited this year to celebrate whenever during the barbecue party at the park. But you know San Francisco, how windy it gets? And it's so bad when it comes to the day here. So you need to stop the, you know, just like you know, fire if it takes a while.
Oh, yeah. It keeps going out. Was this next to the water?
From 50 kilo or something. McLaurin Road.
Okay.
It's like it's just all money, you know, just and there's Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Oh.
Golden Gate.
Oh wow.
It's a little
I don't know
wider.
about you.
It has a beautiful lake, you know, just a couple of boats, you know, nice boats nearby. But to make sure short it's all of the food wasn't carved with vegetables.
Oh
Oh
yeah.
my god,
Oh
look
man.
at it, it's so
Well that kind
tiny.
of barbecuing is very different than
Yeah.
Texas barbecue. Which is, I mean that stuff is
Yeah.
or the Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
All over the world.
Yeah.
So good. It is. I was
in Austin, Texas couple months ago for a bachelor party and we got to barbecue down there but I felt terrible after eating it. Like, it actually wasn't even that good because the one that was really good was they like ran out of food. So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people
Yeah.
and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, oh let's just go to like this one next door and it was not very good.
Oh my
And I felt
goodness.
terrible. horrible after eating it.
Oh,
But at least I had Texas barbecue.
Yeah, at least you crossed it off then.
Yeah. Check marks.
Yeah, you just gotta do all the other sevens too.
Yeah, I'll have to do that again. That be better barbecue.
Yeah. I just did my first crawfish boil. Got vanilla. That was awesome too.
Wow.
Like, this was for a wedding. It was
Oh.
they had a boil at this house right on the bayou.
That's
So
awesome.
it's bucket.
So how did it come to you? I mean, like, did they cook it or buy
They
it?
had they so they had a trailer with like where they boiled it, where they boiled it at the house, and it was just probably like the size of a table full of crawfish. And they just started like scooping it and like shoving enough crawfish on the plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and when you're done, there's like this little bin you just recycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's
Mhm.
fun.
Cool.
Wait, what? Is this just like build up at the bottom of the
It probably does.
Yeah.
Must've been cooked
But I think the
slow.
gators get it or something. I'm
Oh.
sure something like that.
Oh, gators.
But yeah, it was
Super
like green
gators.
Lizard maybe?
Yeah, at least. Well, that's where they come from. From the bayou, so
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, you would think all the spices that they put in
Yeah.
it, you know. But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've never had it either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food? This is a hard one. It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites, but
Mike
must
goes
be.
on a feast.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just like in the way he likes to go, except for, you know, Palestinian food. For me, it's usually just rice and beans.
Which?
Palestinian. You know, Palestinian food, your usual breakfast and dinner.
Okay.
But Italian, so French and Japanese cuisines are my favorite.
I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize as my I will eat any type of that food and anything. Yeah.
Put in the Asian category. Yeah, Japanese. Italian food.
What
Kinda just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
They're all fairly different though. Like which
Oh, yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food.
Okay.
Yeah, Taiwanese food. Those two would be my like bread and butter.
What else do you like there?
I would say Italian food is that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
That sounds so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food?
Really?
Like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
maybe I eat all the like junk
Yeah.
on the streets.
Street food or something like that.
I'm not sure if they include it in the children. Are we talking about wonton soup? It's my favorite.
Oh, spicy nuggets? Why not?
Yeah.
Wasn't really what I was thinking
Yeah.
of.
I'm just saying.
I'm thinking more like like just like the way that fish is prepared.
Yeah.
Like at so
Steamed and
Yeah,
like
like very freshly. In ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
But that was more what I was first
That makes sense.
shown when I was there and was not a big fan. And
Yeah.
then as more of the cleaner stuff was like this is awesome.
Yeah.
So which is your favorite part in Cantonese, you know, dish maybe in Cantonese?
I don't really know enough to say, but I guess is roast goose Cantonese?
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right?
Those are
Those are good.
That's what I was thinking about when you said like that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
Is it like
Interesting
between
that you
pigs and
said
dogs? Oh.
Yeah, it's like roasted like suckling pigs and stuff you can get.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's not
Six week old baby pig and
It's not suckling, you know, just like I think you might be interested. Like there is in Napa Valley there is a place, you know, just like called Tortilla Hermosa. It's my
Oh yeah, I've been to that, yeah.
You've been there, right? So and do you know the little tournaments? And the way they select the knights, they you know just like you know just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after you know after that after 10 years you know tournament they sit down and they have daily speaks on the you know golf speaks you know so.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you anyone in the room you look like you get it maybe that's
That's a crazy
I
Yeah.
was like I didn't know the other but it was like
Hard
some
enough
people
to
may
make
find
a
it
difference, yeah. No, that's a very Filipino thing actually. That's a huge huge thing on the table
Oh
with
wow.
Nap orders now for that.
That
Yeah.
sounds good.
It's pretty good.
A lot of cultures do that. I know I see where I think around they would do they would do a roast pig for their family reunion also in the summer.
I've heard like they do like lamb or goat or something like
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It's
Oh my god, they didn't get you.
Yes, they
Yeah,
do,
wow.
yeah.
Whatever meat.
Right. Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the more so the pasta, yeah. And obviously still doing pasta with meat. Like once had this wild boar ragu. One of my favorite meals, it was at this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. Still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
With the local wine, it was
Must be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still need to like get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though, on the West Coast.
It
Yeah.
is,
Overall.
yeah. After it takes a while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like you know where locals went, you know it's kind of anywhere from cheap to expensive ones, but I really enjoyed the French cuisine, California French cuisine, because I think it's kind of the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe a little too spoiled here, because we have really good restaurants here.
We do, yeah.
The diversity of food,
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And for the Italian, my favorite is a pasta dish, carbonara, you know, just celery. And for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So anything with raw meat. My favorite thing. And so, and in Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh,
I don't even know where to start.
One dish to try, you know, that's like which one
Yeah,
did
one
you guys
last
go for?
meal.
Oh,
Yeah,
last
one
meal.
last meal.
Ooh.
It'd be sushi for me. Some really
Something like that
fatty
for
tuna.
me.
Salmon.
A fatty tuna.
And just cold on like its own
Toro.
weight or something.
Totally.
Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have
Yeah.
you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
This is
So
my science isn't great, but
so it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible. How can you taste it? You cannot
Well, I guess
taste.
it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I did
Big in China and
hot
Thailand.
pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
you and like nobody warned me that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
I think that's pretty cool,
That's really the way you should
That's
prepare it.
right,
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
Cuz they and they're
Yeah.
I was just like, what is going on? I was like
Yeah.
in my I'm like And
That's
they're
when
like,
you went
"Oh
to
yeah,
the
Sichuan pepper." I was like, "This is it." It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. Actually,
Do you recommend that?
there's one here in
There's a handful of them, yeah. I just
Cupertino?
saw Hai Di Lao.
Hai Di Lao, yeah. If you ever just wanna mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth,
I'm not really
definitely
sold
recommend
right now
it.
for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
It's like
You're
going to the dentist.
You do
It's
like
great.
this, I'm
When you
okay with this. I'm getting better.
when you have people confident like, "Oh yeah, I can eat some meat," we
Yeah.
take them somewhere real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean this isn't it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like,
Can't
whoa,
breathe.
this is hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Can't feel anything.
Yeah.
Interesting. It also tastes good. Like there's a good taste.
There's a tang.
Yeah.
It's like a tangy.
So when you eat it, do you get used to it?
I
don't know. My mom can just hammer away like nothing. So maybe like
I don't feel it less.
Yeah.
It's an also interesting thing. Each culture have their own spice. Where I'm originally from Russia, it's so we can just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard in Italy, how it's made. Also the horseradish. So it's those two kind of like mixed. But from the previous republics, from the Soviet Union, I had this spice called adzhika with different peppers with just like unmixed. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers, and but they're always mixed somehow with tomato or tea or something. So in Asian culture, is a bit the wasabi?
Yeah. And that's horseradish too. Yeah. So the ones you get here, yes, yes, some of them use horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Italian type people. I don't know. I haven't done
Wasabi type?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Wasabi,
Yeah.
peppers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot peppers. Yeah.
You non-provist.
Oh my god.
That's some
That's
real
just
hot
fire.
peppers.
Yeah.
I heard that in Italy they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices around, of course, like some agaves and musks. So, but they just like have smallest amount of, you know, like they say saffron, in big amounts and make your blood more become a jelly because you cannot really eat a saffron spice. That's why it's all in small, just
Really?
like.
No.
Yeah.
So be careful in saffron, guys.
Yeah.
So, but
Yeah.
the spices, just like there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow. This is in Catalonia, you said?
I don't know. Like this.
So for me, the spices thing was just like probably huge in Italy, right? And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's not true. Have you ever thought of your hair setting on
No.
fire? No, strange.
I have. Wow.
That's what. So when I went to South Korea, every restaurant would be like cockroach, and they're all so different. And some places are just like shit ton of garlic.
Yeah.
And others
It's
are like
really
really spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time I just walked around with my mouth was like, you can just taste the garlic for months.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's really gotta be spicy food.
Kimchi tasting, like we have this wine tasting around Korea, so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah, sure.
That's funny. I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. So good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here that you guys have done?
It will be obvious. Tamales Bay.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay. Have you been there?
I have.
They changed it up
Such as,
recently,
is that
which
Rock Town? Is that the same thing?
Kind of. Well,
Well,
it's where
did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales Bay.
You know where all the oyster farms and all that are?
Yeah.
I thought they closed it, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore.
Oh,
So
that's
it's
a
just,
pity.
yeah. I think it was something about a license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on this picnic section.
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah.
They
That's another
still,
one.
yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
That
Yeah,
was
they're
cool.
super nice. Yeah. I go do that all the time. Just go on the chef's prices. Have a day out.
So do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something?
they just
I
sell
don't
you like a bag of oysters. They're like, here you go. Get a oyster shucker. And
Okay.
what we would do, like we would typically go out for like birthday parties or sometimes like a mega bus or something like that.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, bring other barbecue picnic snacks
Picnic,
and stuff
yeah.
like that, and then just oysters
Cool.
everywhere.
That sounds awesome. Where is this in
It's
North America?
north, yeah. It's just keep going past, just drive north about another like an hour or so. Yeah, just like just Hog Island,
if the crap blows up and the consumption.
Yeah.
You can already switch to, like, instead of breaking and opening, you will be closing out, you know, just like the thing out on the shelf.
Just talking
Just
through it.
talking through it. Has it ever gotten to that point?
I don't, not that I know of.
What do you like when you're at home now? In the south anyway.
I don't know. If you're active, I recommend like Michigan Heat, if you've never been that before. It's pretty intense. I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I didn't bring enough
me
water.
neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Mhm.
No shade. Yeah.
That'd be a quick little hike.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm not doing it on top of that far.
Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and keep going, but the view at the top is really worth it. So,
How
yeah.
long is this hike?
A few months?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so
tricky
not
though.
that long, but it
No.
it's still intense
You're
though.
just still climbing up
The
to a lot of
elevation.
the hot steep stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says, "Okay, this is a pretty strenuous hike."
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution. And I was like, "Okay, that's not bad." And then I actually do it, and I'm like, "This is pretty tough." And I don't know, I consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so. But it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when there's where it's like, you know, stuff like this weekend. Like, this weekend is really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you guys
You went
don't
this
have.
weekend?
No, I just, this weekend was really hot. And my apartment doesn't have AC, so it was pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my friends. San Francisco, I don't think San Francisco, except for the full window commute, something that is ideal, something that other
Yeah,
than
but it's totally
cars.
different up there. I mean, it's
Yeah.
that
Oh, yeah.
You have like natural AC.
Yeah,
It's fun.
it's
never.
Oh, good.
There was a heat wave last year, though.
I don't
Oh,
have,
yeah.
I don't have air conditioning either, but I never need it.
Yeah, me neither.
No, it's usually like 50 degrees in there.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat. Sometimes I kinda
Me
do.
neither.
It's like, it's just always
Turn on all
kind
the
of like
stoves and just hover around
cold,
that.
yeah. Well, I don't really mind it. I'd rather that than being hot.
Yeah.
Well, so you're from the East Coast and you're from Russia, so our cold and our hot are like,
Yeah.
you know,
Very true.
almost a moderately comparable.
You guys can't go anywhere in California, essentially.
Yeah, can't complain.
Our city's pretty rough, though. It's not my
Yeah.
though,
I think
so.
it's interesting because, like, I lived here for about 10 years, and I still, you know, find some places that I haven't heard about. Like, recently I discovered a place by Lowell, Oregon. Have you heard of this one?
I've heard of that.
You've heard
What's it about?
the Kurskosk Lake? You know,
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by Lowell is located actually from 280. It's from San Francisco 20-30 minutes away, you know, transiting huge volume of water, flowers, and have you ever been to Kurskosk?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, California,
I always
I've been
wanted
here
to.
my whole life, and it was just so much I haven't
Well,
seen,
that's one
so.
of those places, because it's passive driving to LA or to Mass, and you're like, I just wanna get there.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? And I have some European friends who've never been to, like, London or Paris because they can't at any time.
I've never been to San Petersburg.
Really?
Rome, yes, but not San Petersburg. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
I haven't
Makes
even
sense.
been Alcatraz. I
Yeah,
stayed
see,
outside
there
the
we
window. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You grew up here too,
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. But
So
yeah, I haven't
good.
even been there.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when we would do like museums or monuments. That was otherwise
Yeah.
just like
Have you been to the White House?
I have.
Before the internet, they didn't allow, now they don't allow anyone to access. You need to write your signature,
They're still, I think they still allow you now. They'll always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of